Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And yes, Halloween is on a Monday this year, which means that for some of you out there, you had to decide whether or not to wear your costume to work today. I don't know about you, but I've never done it. The time I came close, I did bring to work my Bernie Madoff mask that I wore around the neighborhood when I went out with my son, but I didn't have the nerve to put it on in the office. I can see the appeal of working at my desk in a gorilla suit. I can. But today we have with us that guy in the office who always commits wholeheartedly to wearing his costume to work every Halloween, Sean Ramaswamy, who's now a reporter for More Perfect, Radiolab's new podcast about the Supreme Court. He's also the judge of WNYC's Halloween costume contest, which will take place later this afternoon. And he's our expert on all things spooky this year, including what costumes are being inspired by the 2016 election. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Brian. Honored to be here on this auspicious day.
We have to take a photo of you and tweet this out.
Please.
I don't think we've done it yet, but I'm trying to figure out what you are with those, like, plastic, cardboard overall. Are you Bob the Builder? What
are you? I am one half of a great costume this year. The other half is in our control room. You can see him over there. He's my older brother, Mario. Which would make me...
Oh, Linguini.
An Italian plumber named Linguini, correct.
Oh, of course you are.
From Japan.
I don't recognize you off the video screen.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And by the way, I mentioned to our listeners earlier that they could tweet, should tweet, or implored to tweet descriptions or better yet, photographs of your political Halloween costumes for 2016. Tweet at Brian Lehrer, and we're already getting some in. Here's my favorite so far, Sean. Somebody tweeted that they went as the beginning of a joke, which is Donald Trump, a wall, and a bad hombre walk into a bar. And sure enough, it's three people. One of them is dressed like Trump. The other one is dressed in – it's like a dress that has a pattern of bricks on it with the lettering, Mexico will pay. And the third person is just wearing a sombrero and a T-shirt that says bad hombre.
I really want to jump across this desk here so I can see this photo. I guess we'll do it after.
So listeners, can you top that or can you just add to it, tweet – at Brian Lehrer. Is this the first time you've done this, or have you worn costumes to the office before on Halloween?
I believe this is my fourth year running here. I think I kind of kickstarted Halloween at WNYC in 2012 when I came to work as Batman. And a photo was taken of me in a very serious Studio 360 editorial meeting, deep in thought as Batman, amongst, you know, Kurt and everyone else dressed in their civilian clothing. And it kind of – it went – internally viral in the office. And then the next year I came as Gandhi. I shaved the head for it. Last year I came as Drake, Hotline Bling era Drake, which was very zeitgeisty at the time.
You've got you've got a wide range. If you can go as Gandhi and Drake, you're a guy with a wide range.
Actually, the first year I went out in the streets as Paul Ryan from that GQ photo shoot with, you know, the dumbbells. I did the political thing because that was the 2012 presidential election. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He kind of had this embarrassing photo shoot where he was just like flexing and talking about his P90X or whatever workout routine.
And did people recognize you?
Yeah. We had some interesting political discussions that night, actually, out on the streets. It was great.
That's great. And what about when you're at work and wearing a costume? Do your coworkers treat you any differently? Do they, you know, see you as embodying a character? Do they start singing the Mario Brothers tune or whatever it is?
You know, I was just walking around the newsroom and Beth Vertig, education reporter here at WNYC, kind of stopped and said, like, Sean, you know, we don't do Halloween here in the newsroom, but I appreciate that you do. And I said, yeah, Beth, I do it to put a smile on your face, and it's working. So, and then I gave her a gold chocolate coin. And, you know, I think some people look at it as a little silly. I get that the journalists, the very serious newsroom journalists who need to go out and do their stories today don't want to dress up. But for those of us who are just – I mean, we're so close to the West Village Halloween Parade. I mean,
that's right.
To bolster the spirit of Halloween here, you know?
Let's see. Here's another one tweeted at us by Rocky's Modern Life. I don't even know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, the real American horror story, Trump charade. And so here's a guy with – I guess he made himself it looks like it's sort of a takeoff on a Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of theme, but the T-shirt says American Horror Story with a picture of Trump with like blood dripping out of his face.
That makes perfect sense. I read that, you know, Trump and Hillary by far the most popular costumes this season, but Trump is winning this race. He's winning by about 10 points.
I would imagine.
Because there's just a lot more you can do with Trump, I think.
I would think so.
The hair alone.
You know, there are a lot of comedians out there in America who
probably
as a block don't want to see Trump be president for the sake of the country, but maybe yes, for the sake of their careers.
For the sake of Halloween, maybe, yeah.
Although it stops being funny after a while. You reported on a politically themed haunted house this month called Doomocracy.
I sure did.
Where the candidates, jumped out at you around every corner?
No, you know, that's what I expected going into it, that there'd be, it'd be Hillary and Trump heavy. But it was actually more about the themes of this election and the potential disastrous circumstances of voting certain people into office. And so it focused more on things like immigration policy and police brutality and health care. And it was down at Sunset Park. It was a really strong strong show. I think it's still on until the election, so if you want to check it out.
One part of the haunted house is a Tupperware party, but instead of trading Tupperware, they're trading guns. Here's a clip.
So this gun will lift an intruder about a foot and a half off the ground. You got to watch the recoil, but this gun is liable to shoot right through the walls of your house and kill the guy driving the getaway car.
So this is like...
It's really going to put some pep in your step, that show.
Yeah, jump out at you, boo, scary, and more subtly terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, you'll feel... Go with a friend, because at the end of it, you'll feel like you need a hug, I think. You know, it's pretty bleak.
Let's see what else we have on Twitter here. Well, I'm going to comb through these.
Can I tell you some gems I saw on Twitter?
Yeah, great.
Someone tweeted, "My daughter is Jewish. Her best pal is Muslim. For Halloween, they created a superhero team. The Jewslims. I've rarely been more proud." Truly. That was a nice one. And then there's another guy who just, I saw on Twitter, just taped a bunch of, he printed out a bunch of his emails and like taped them to himself, like 100 pieces of paper. And he just said he was going as Hillary's emails. It was cute.
That's cute.
That's an easy, it's a good DIY costume for the kids.
Somebody tweeted us, I guess two people in a, actually I can't tell whether this is two people, one in a Trump mask and one in a Hillary mask, or it's one guy who's an actual human being in a Trump mask with a Hillary Clinton cutout on his arm. But in either case, folks, you have to see this Trump mask, because what it really looks like is an Alec Baldwin doing Trump mask.
That's great. Is Alec in today? I wonder if he's going to come as Trump today. That'd be great. That'd be a real treat.
I don't know, but I think I can reveal that Alec is going to join us on Election Day.
Ooh.
To talk about having done that role, and, you know, he'll be unleashed. He's not supposed to. He told us the other day during the membership drive that he promised Lorne Michaels he would not talk about the role while he was in the role, but then he will be liberated.
Congratulations. That's a get.
So that's on Election Day, to break the tension a little bit next Tuesday morning.
Another popular political costume, of course, is Ken Bone, who was revealed to maybe not be the nicest guy in the world, but saw a lot of him out on the streets this weekend. Bernie Sanders, remember that guy?
Say again?
Bernie Sanders.
I've heard the name.
A popular costume as well, I got to say.
So
I didn't see any Martin O'Malley's out there, though.
Yeah.
Poor Martin.
People love Luigi. People love Bernie.
Prince, Bowie, that was happening. Not so political. Did you see the Tom Hanks SNL sketch, David S. Pumpkins? That was a good one.
No.
So it was the premise was that this couple goes to like a haunted house, but instead of it actually being scary, there's just this guy played by Tom Hanks in like a black suit covered in orange pumpkins, and he goes like, "Hey, I'm David S. Pumpkins. Happy Halloween." There's a lot of those on the street. Within 1 week, people found that costume and made it happen. SNL is still powerful enough to just propel a costume into
the
culture.
Do you know, they were in a rerun this past weekend. I couldn't believe it.
I think they do that because it's a Saturday night where everyone's out, and they know that they're not going to get the viewership.
But it's, you know, they've got this hot election thing going, mm-hmm. and it's the second to last Saturday before the election, and they did a rerun opened with a skit from after the first debate.
There also wasn't a debate to satirize, though, this week, you know?
There's other things to satirize. You might have noticed.
Anthony Weiner?
You might
too
have
easy.
Noticed.
Low-hanging fruit. They don't go for low-hanging fruit.
Very low. What do you mean by that anyway? So what will you be looking for when judging the WNYC costume contest later today?
That is a great question. Originality, I think I want to see people get into character, though I'm breaking character. I'm not doing my whole Linguini voice and song and dance.
Do you have it? Why do you keep saying Linguini if it's Luigi?
Oh, because my brother and I hit the Central Park skating rink this weekend in character, and these little girls came up to us and they went, "You're Mario and Linguini, right?" And we're just rolling with it because it was so cute. Actually, I have a joke. Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
A Mario and Luigi related joke.
Uh-oh.
So, what are Mario and Luigi's overalls made out of?
I don't know. What are they made out of?
Denim, denim, denim. That's for the kids. Sorry. Right. So yeah, I'm looking for originality. I'm looking for people to get into character. Last year, Amy Winehouse won, and she was singing on stage. It was a whole performance. And that's the beauty of New York City Halloween. You know, it's not just about like posting that great photo on Facebook. I think it's about getting into character, performing a bit. It's like New York doing something great for New York, you know?
An aspect of Halloween has increasingly become, and we did shows on it, I think, both of the last 2 years, making sure your costume isn't offensive to others.
Mm.
Have you seen any costumes this weekend or today already that's made you cringe or shake your head?
You know, I think Ken Bone would make me cringe and shake my head, and I saw a couple of those on Saturday. So those, but mostly no. I think people are smart enough to be sensitive. For example, my brother and I are dressed as two Italian plumbers, but we're not doing the voice because the voice is sort of inherently stereotypical and stuff like that. Yeah, just don't be a dum-dum.
Here's
don't be a
one
ding-dong.
From one of our own producers, or one of our part-time producers, Jack Denton.
Jackie.
Folks, if you want to see a picture of our part-time producer, Jack Denton, go to our Twitter feed. We've tweeted this out ourselves because he wore his political costume to work. Did you see it yet?
I have not seen it yet. Is he in here?
Jack, he's not right here.
Okay.
So he's got a little streak of blood on his face, but the T-shirt is the thing. It's a gravestone drawing with the words R.I.P. Gawker. 2003 to 2016.
It's very New York City media Halloween costume.
But very, very, very much so.
I hope Jack's going to a media
party.
He's got to
find somebody who can dress up as Peter Thiel.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'll go together if anybody can.
Killer 1-2 punch.
Can recognize.
Yeah. The greatest thing I saw this whole weekend, and my brother and I, since he came here from California to celebrate Halloween, we were kind of out and about all weekend, was last night in Greenpoint, these two, I presume dudes, but I have no idea. You couldn't see them all. They were in these giant inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex costumes, and you couldn't see their faces. God knows how they were seeing out of them. And they were just kind of jauntily skipping down the street on Manhattan Avenue and literally stopping everything that was happening, being like cars and people and commerce. Because they were just so in the zone and in character, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And this was an example of it didn't look like they were going anywhere in particular. They're just kind of walking up and down the streets. They were just doing it for the people, you know?
We have, by the way, been broadcasting some of this on Facebook Live, and there's a little video, folks, that you can see if you want to see Sean Ramaswaran in his Luigi or Linguini, if you prefer, costume. You can see that on our Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer. As we begin to run out of time here, we encourage you, because now it's just fun to look at. So go look at it, and you can continue to post your photos or just your descriptions, if that's all you got, of your political Halloween costumes for 2016. Sean, I'll mention two others.
Please.
A duo costume, Obama 8 years ago and Obama
today.
That's
strong. That's good. That's really good.
And for a kid's costume, I guess there's a little Marco out there.
Yeah. All of Trump's nicknames for everyone. Yeah, that'd be good.
So we thank WNYC's Radio Labs, Sean Ramaswaran, now reporter for More Perfect, and the king of all things Halloween, including the judge of our WNYC Employees Halloween Costume Contest.
Thanks,
Brian. Later today. Sean, thanks.
Of course.